What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. January 16 of 2019, and it is currently 2:42 p.m. And now, like I told each and every one of y'all, today we are going to be talking about, because from my last podcast, I talked about things that black people do that white people don't like. And so now today, I'm going to talk about things black people hate when white people say or do. You know, like I said, it was only right. So the creator of the article is Samara Lynn, and I got the source that I got the article from was Black Enterprise. But anyways, let's get to it. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is you remind me of this person I saw on TV. Now, I personally disagree with this statement because I always tell it to everybody. I'm like, yo, you look like this person, you look like that person. And for one, I always get told I either look like A, Meek Mill, or B, I look like Montrezl Harrell. Y'all niggas racist. But I really do personally disagree with the whole "you remind me of this person I saw on TV" type of thing. But I do understand where us as a black community come from, because usually when people do say some type of shit like that, it's like, oh, you remind me of this person because this person's a rapper or an artist or a producer or something like that. And I don't understand why y'all would hate that shit, like, or us as a black community. I don't understand why we hate that. Like, okay, we reminded you, like, you thought of us when you saw somebody on TV. That's cool as fuck. That's cool. And so I have to say that I do disagree with that statement, honestly, but it's my opinion. Second one is, if so and so can do it, another black person, then you can too. Now, out of all the people that you could have brought up, why is it that you have to bring up the only other black person in the in a place? Like, there's only, like, usually my times of working in the workforce, I could honestly say that probably I only work with like two or three other black people. And so when someone would say that, that's automatically what I would think. I would be like, yo, bro, like, what the, like, what? What do you mean by if so and so person could do it, then you can too? Like, nah, fam. You gotta go with that one because that shit is boo-boo. Like, just because that person is black and I'm black doesn't mean that we both have the same characteristics. Why couldn't you have said, oh, if Nathaniel could do it, or if Jessica can do it, then why can't you? I don't know, man. That's just. Number three. You mean you don't wash your hair every day? Man, I know plenty of white people or plenty of Asian people who don't wash their hair every day either. So let's calm down with that shit. Like I said on my other one, I agree and disagree with certain things, and that's. When I read this list, I could see why white people do say that we be too sensitive sometimes, but it's the same thing. Y'all niggas be too, like, always quick to say we're sensitive and shit like that. But there are some things on this list that I don't agree with, obviously, but like I said, it's my opinion. Like me, I wash my hair every day, but it's because, I work out every day. And I get sweat all up in my hair, so obviously I'm gonna, like, wash it every day. I don't wash it with soap every day. I rinse it off. I probably wash it every twice a month or something like that. You know, something along those lines. All right. Number four. I'm scared to get pulled over too. Now this shit, y'all mother. Yeah, I get it that you are afraid to get pulled over, but guess what? Y'all don't have to go run through the risk of being racially profiled. Like, probably about 2 years ago, I got pulled over by a cop, and he was saying that, oh, the reason why I pulled you over is because, like, you didn't fit the description of the owner of the car. And it was my girlfriend at the time's car. And I'm like, So if I had a rental car, what would be like, would that be the same thing that you pull me over because I don't match the company's description or something like that? Like that whole I'm scared to get pulled over too shit. Yeah, bro. Everybody's afraid to get pulled over, but we run the highest risk of anything happening to us or of us getting pulled over for no apparent reason. And I could back that up with statistics. I went to the beach and now I look as dark as you. I swear to God, if a nigga tells me that shit, I will be like, what the fuck do you mean by you look as dark as me, nigga? Like, just say that you got sunburned. What the fuck? You ain't gotta say that you look as dark as me. Nah, fam. You don't look as dark as me. It's just say you got sunburned. As simple as that. Like, there are terms that y'all could really say differently that'll make the situation so much, like, better. Like I said, instead of saying that, oh, I went to the beach and now I look as dark as you could have been like, oh, I went to the beach and I got fucking sunburned as hell. Yeah, bruh. You're white as fuck. I expect you to. All right, number six. You're different. Not like them. Not like the other ones, etc. Like, as in saying that, oh, you're cool for a black guy type of thing. I'm like, and I've been told that like a bunch of times in my life, and I don't really take offense to it because I understand what they mean by you're different, not like them. But at the same time, that's racist as fuck. Like, what is that supposed to mean? But then again, I could say the same thing about white people. I could be like, oh, you're not like the rest of racist America. Like, I understand exactly what that means, but at the same time, they can't, like, I mean, shit, that's kind of iffy. That's like a middle ground for me, man, because like I said, you could say the same thing about Asian people, about white people. There's always going to be that group of a race. There's going to be always that group of a certain race that they just don't fuck. They're racist. There's just a certain group of people that they, but most of the time, they're racist, and that's okay, because you can't have one without another, apparently. There's two of them actually that I disagree. I'm gonna say them back to back. So number seven and number eight. For number seven, it's when white people say y'all, and then number eight is when white people say you go girl. Like both of those, I totally disagree. Like, why can't they say that? Like that, it doesn't make sense to me. Y'all, it doesn't make sense to me. Y'all is from the South, first of all. So white, black, anybody. Let me not even see that. You're just saying y'all.
Please charge.
Yeah, y'all, like, that just doesn't make sense to me. That's why we shouldn't, like, white people shouldn't say that. They have every right to say that just as much as we have every right to say y'all, because that is not a black thing, that is a region thing. But yeah, I don't think that we should exclusively say that, oh, this person should just say y'all or you go girl, because damn. If I was white, I'll say you go girl too. Or if I was white, I'd probably be talking. I'll probably If I was white and I grew up where I came from, I'm pretty sure I would sound exactly the same. No type of cap. Now, this one, I'm in the middle of it because I honestly, some people are genuine about it while others are definitely not. When people say, oh, I love NWA when they meet you and like you've never discussed your music taste or anything like that. I'm like, if they know your music taste, then that's cooling. They could do, like for me, if someone told like listened to my music or heard some stuff that I listened to, and they said that, oh, I love NWA, no problem. You kudos to you, because guess what? I fucking do love NWA. But for the most part, when people do say I love NWA, they never heard any type of music that I listen to. They don't know what I'm into. They don't know the people that I listen to. They don't know none of that. So yeah, when people say I love NWA, it'd be like, that's cool, but you never heard what I listen to in the first place, or you don't know if I like NWA to begin with, because that clearly said it clearly on here says I love NWA too. Like, okay, did I ever say that I liked it in the first place? But like I said, it's a toss up for me because if I played music for you and then you know what type of music I'm into, then yeah, it's cool. It's a coin toss. It's a coin toss. How about that? All right. This one, y'all know. Ooh. Hold on. Let me light this blunt for this one. All lives matter. When y'all motherfuckers say that, oh, yeah, we understand that black lives matter, but all lives matter too. Did we ever say that all lives don't matter? No, we did not. Nobody ever said that all lives don't matter. Why do y'all gotta protest our protest? Like, if y'all knew exactly what All Lives Matter, I mean, Black Lives Matter was, I'm pretty sure this All Lives Matter shit, well, probably would because of racist motherfuckers, but still. All Lives, this whole, like, I hate it when I hear someone say that, oh, All Lives Matter too. I'm like, I never said they didn't. But, like, in my last podcast, like I said, you don't have to see your race over and over again getting shot by cops, and then the cops are getting paid leave. And while they get paid leave and they go through the whole justice system, nothing happens to them. Y'all don't have to go through that ever. And by y'all, I mean y'all white people. Y'all, like, I don't, like I said on my last podcast, again, I don't remember the last time that I saw a white person getting shot on TV because he was selling, like, loose cigarettes, or he was being loud, or accidentally somebody walked into their apartment and shot them up because they thought it was their apartment. Although that cop did get what she deserved, so it's cool, but still. I don't remember the last time it happened to a white person, but I damn well remember the last time it happened to a black person, because we're reminded about that shit every day, and it sucks. That's why when people say all lives matter, I'm like, motherfucker, like, why are you protesting my protest? I'm trying to get social justice here, and you over here bringing up all types of different shit that doesn't even matter. Like, yes, all lives matter. If all lives matter, then why the fuck y'all killing chickens? If all y'all, well, why you, no, but not killing them. Why y'all eating chicken? If all lives matter, then why y'all eating beef? If all lives matter, then why are you eating meat? Like, those are lives that you're killing just so that you could be full. Or satisfied. That's the word I was looking for. My bad. Like, if y'all care that much, then go vegetarian. Don't kill animals for your food, or don't kill animals as a sport. Number 11. So do black people dot dot dot. As in, so do all black people like chicken? Do all black people like watermelon? Usually, when that first sentence happens, so do all black people. It's a no, because not all black people like watermelon. Not all black people like chicken. Not all black people like Kool-Aid. Not all black people like playing basketball. Not all black people like watching basketball. Like, it's a no. No, no. That's just like me asking, oh, do all white people not season their chicken? Like, that's just, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck. That's just stereotyping. That's just stereotyping on, like, no, bro, like, it's not all, like, not all black people do this. That's just, I think that's just ignorance, period. Because I would never ask anybody, any race, do all of their kind do this. Like, that's just stupid, because, no, obviously not all of us do that. Do you take those out at night? How do you wash your hair? Black ladies, y'all did this to yourselves. Cause even me, I'm sometimes confused when if y'all wearing a lace, or forgive me, y'all wearing a wig. I don't know. Or if y'all got well, obviously I can tell if y'all got braids in or if you got your hair done. But I don't know if you're wearing a wig or not. Like, the fuck, especially how some of y'all be doing it. So you can't blame them for being confused as well. They gotta shit. I wanna know. Let alone y'all. And then, like, I just, like, I don't get it. How y'all gonna get offended about that, those type of questions? The only, I feel like that's, and that's another reason why I say that when white people say that black people be sensitive, I understand it. We're just, we're all just sensitive ass motherfuckers. Because, which is, what? Like, it doesn't make sense how you'll be offended or you'll get mad if someone asks, do you take out your hair every day? Because we don't know if you're wearing a wig, if you're wearing a lace front, none of that stuff. Your hairstyle and color changes all the time. So, like I said, it's kind of understandable where they're coming from. Number 13. I really hate. The person's never engaged in talking to me and brings up that they're traveling to Africa. The first conversation that we have. Now, I'm African. And so maybe they heard from a different coworker that, oh, this person's from Sierra Leone, or this person's from this place, and then they're like, oh, I'm going to Africa. Like, they come in conversation with me, and that's cool. But not every black person's from Africa. Or not every black person knows exactly where they come from. Except for the United States of America. So I can see how that shit's super annoying. Because I'll be so pissed. I'm like, nigga, I've never been to Africa. I don't even... Like, what the fuck? My parents are from Liverpool, nigga. The fuck you mean? The fuck you mean I'm going to Africa? Like, that, what does that have to do with me? I don't even know you, bruh. I'm pretty sure that's how a conversation will go, but I get it. I get that. We are all discriminated against in the political system. For those of y'all who are listening on Spotify, this is me just staring at the camera with my disappointed face. Y'all are definitely not discriminated against in the political system. Like, if you look at this, a black man and a white man will have literally the same type of case. Never been to jail before, same type of case. And more times than not, statistics show, again, that the white man will have a very lighter sentence compared to the black man. And that's just facts. That is a fact. So, for y'all to think that we're all discriminated against and that y'all get treated just as equally as we do, that's a damn lie. No, it's a damn lie. Like, really. That literally makes no sense to me. We're all discriminated against? No, we're not. Because when you guys get pulled over, I've seen when white people get pulled over by cops, the difference that they get treated by when I get pulled over by cops. I see the difference. And guess what? I've got pulled over by cops smoking, like literally smoking a blunt. And I know how to talk to cops, so I'm chilling. But for the most part, they all assholes to me. I think there's only been like one or two cops that has ever pulled me over. And they were chilling as fuck. But every cop that's pulled me over, when I talk to them, they coolin'. Because I know how to talk to cops. But when I'm in a car, I could see, like, I could tell the difference between how they're talking to the passenger. And sometimes they even talk to me, and I have nothing. And I'm like, bro, I'm chilling over here. Why the fuck are you bothering me? The fuck? I'm chilling over here in the passenger seat. Why are you bothering me? Okay, I'm gonna put this quotations. I don't understand why you need to go to a legal conference for black women. If we had a legal conference for white men, there would be an issue. No, there wouldn't. What the fuck? There would not be any type of issue. The issue would be if we had a legal conference for white men, but then there wasn't one for black men, or black women, or white women, or Asian women, or any other race. That's the only time it would ever be an issue. The only time that anything's an issue is if there's inequality there. When it comes to this type of stuff, obviously. But, like, I'm just saying, like... Niggas wildin', though. Niggas be wildin'. Ooh! Saying the word nigga. Number 16. Saying the word nigga. Ooh. Now, for me, I tell this to everybody that I meet. Well, not everybody that I meet, but anybody that I'm pretty close to. You can say nigga, I don't care. Even if I just met you and you call me a nigga, I'm like, alright, whatever. It's cool. Like, I don't take offense to that. No, that's my personal preference. Y'all should never... I don't condemn anybody to go up to any black person and say that and call them a nigga. I don't condone it to you. If you pull up to me, go ahead, you can call me a nigga. I'm cool with it. But I definitely don't condone you going to some random person and saying that, oh, some nigga. Don't. Nah, I'm joking. But, yeah, don't, please, because you might get your ass beat. I mean, my podcast is literally called The Nigger Room. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have to be comfortable with anybody calling me a nigga. But you saying, if say it at your own risk, going out of their way to tell you that they are best friends with the only other black person. Now, going out of your way by means of what? Like, as in, like, are you guys having a conversation? And then they tell you that, oh, I'm best friends with what's-his-face, the other black person there. So if you guys are having a conversation that gets brought up, then why would you get mad? But if they came up to you like, hi, my name is Yadi Yada, and I'm best friends with this person, that I can see, I'm like, okay. That's not my issue. Why the fuck are you telling me? I'm like, why the hell are you telling me about that shit? I don't give a fuck. Shit. So I can see why that, yeah. But it, like I said, it depends on the context, like, because it was pretty, the question was just pretty one way. So if, like, I need more information about that. I bet a lot of black women get told this. I want you to be nice today, not sassy. That's some fucked up shit. That's some real life fucked up shit. That's some real life fucked up shit. If someone were to tell me that shit, I'm like, what do you mean, sassy? Shit, I'll have the exact reaction. Like, that's just my attitude. What the fuck do you mean by sassy? I ain't gotta act any type of way for anybody. So if somebody were to tell me that, I'd probably go off on them too. Shit, that makes sense. But like I said, this probably happens to a lot of black women. Not even black women, bro. Women in general. Number 19. You have to understand Trump. Now, why the fuck should I understand Trump? First of all, that nigga got y'all federal workers about to go damn near freaking evicted from all your guys' houses. There's no money for the FDA to approve of new medicine that gets blown out there. So y'all, I could keep going down this list if y'all really want me to. I could do my research because, like, I actually stay informed about that shit because this nigga is just fucked up. But, like, what do I need to understand Trump about? There's nothing to understand. The only thing I understand is that nigga doesn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. Literally. Because if he cared about America, he would not be, this shutdown would not be happening. But hold on, I have a question. Though, where is Obama? Obama's like, shh. You hear something? Because I try to help them niggas, and they went and voted for this guy. So, nah, just playing. I mean, that's probably how that nigga like right now. He's like, y'all hear something? Probably chilling somewhere in Ecuador or something like that. Nah, I'm joking. But, yeah, there is nothing to understand. There is nothing for me to understand where Trump comes from. And I expect the same way for any other race, including white people. Only type of people that, when they say, you gotta understand where Trump comes from, is Trump supporters. And I don't fuck with y'all. And yes, like, there is obviously black Trump supporters, Mexican Trump supporters, Asian Trump supporters. Yeah, obviously there are those, but them niggas is just dumb. Number 20, NFL players shouldn't kneel. Well, this isn't good taste because Super Bowl's coming up, and Super Bowl's usually around my birthday. Like, literally the Sunday after my birthday, that's Super Bowl. And this is, y'all know how I feel about Colin Kaepernick, man. I salute 100%, 1,000%. I salute that nigga all the way. Like, because he just got blackballed from the NFL for no fucking reason. For trying to stand up to injustice to black people. So, y'all know how I feel about that. Damn well they should be kneeling. What the fuck? I expect every... Man, yo, there was this survey that just came out that 95% of NFL players said that Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL. And then, you know what the comments were filled with? Well, he shouldn't be kneeling and all that shit. Like, the outrage that comes from Colin Kaepernick is like, it's surreal, man. Like, he said it multiple times. We've all said it multiple times. He didn't kneel to disrespect any of our veterans. He kneeled because he literally kneeled because of injustice in the U.S. And yeah, that nigga got blackballed. Like, and y'all still think that he kneeled because of he wants to disrespect the NFL player? I mean, not NFL, our veterans. That I don't know because people obviously they just show that it's impossible for you to change. You can't be a good human being and change or anything like that because y'all ain't changing. And I don't know why y'all would expect an apology from him, because if I was him, I wouldn't apologize for shit or any type of sympathy towards you guys for what he's doing. Like, man. Y'all know I rock with Nike because Nike rocks with Colin Kaepernick. That's the only reason why, if I were to have any type of partnership with any of the three, if I were to choose, I'd pick Nike. Cause of that move, just by that move alone, they said that yo, we stand with Colin Kaepernick, and so do I. Oh my God, I hate when people tell me this shit. Like, this is like beyond disrespect, in my opinion. You're the prettiest black man or black woman I've ever seen. Or when they say you're pretty for a black girl. What, bro? But like, come on, dude. How you just gonna, that is just, hey, that's a turn off. That's a turn off right there automatically. Like, if you was trying to holler at me or something like that, that's a turn off. For sure. No, that's number one. And number two, what do you mean for a black man or for a black woman? Like, what is that supposed to mean? That we ugly? I get that, bruh. I'm over here stammering because I don't even know what to say. But, like, come on. Like, that's a turn off. And that's, like, that's highly offensive. And we take that, that shit. We're already told that we look like monkeys by racist ass motherfuckers. So if you say that, we just put you along with them motherfuckers. No type of cap. Number 22, this has happened to me on so many occasions and it pisses me off. When you're greeting everyone else normally, like, hey Todd, how you doing? Hey this, how you doing? All that. And then as soon as you see me, he's like, yo, what's good? What's up? What's happening? What's crack? I know you're trying to relate, but you trying too hard is like just making me not want to fuck with you even more, because like I said before, like that shit is, it's highly, like, we just take that highly offensive. Like if you could greet me like, oh, hey, AB, how you doing? Like, that's simple, man. It's not that hard. Like I said, it's happened to me before and it's annoying. And I check those people as soon as they do that. I'm like, don't ever do that shit to me again. Like, as soon as you do that, but it shouldn't be that way. But then again, those niggas, and I don't care. Y'all deserve this shit. When I see, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And then I see my brother. Yo, what's good, my nigga? Yes, right, nigga. You know we do that shit. I would still do that shit to this day. fuck y'all. No, I'm joking. All right. I've never seen you play basketball. They've never seen you play basketball before. Oh, you should join our basketball team. Not every tall black guy knows how to play basketball. Although, if you don't know how to play basketball, you're that tall, you're just a white. Now, but on some real shit, not all black guys know how to play basketball. You should ask for it. Like, hey, do you know how to play basketball? Yeah, man. I'm like, yeah, man. I know how to play basketball. What's good? And then y'all go with that. Y'all could just run from there and then keep going, you know? And this last one, ooh! Y'all motherfuckers. But are you really black? Like, as in full black. I'm like, I don't know, are you really white? I mean, full white? That's just how I'm gonna respond to that, because there's nothing really else that I should add on to that. But yeah, like I said earlier, like this list, I could see why white people would say that we're overly sensitive, for in some degrees. I could honestly see that. Like I said, I'm not biased or anything like that. I just, obviously, if I were to pick a side though, or on who's more fucked up, but then again, I have to listen to a podcast that somebody's talking about, their point of view on that shit. Like, I gotta see a white person's point of view from that. But then again, I asked my girlfriend about that shit, and then we basically have the same thing. There's some things that I had to explain to her, and then she's like, damn, I never looked at it that type of way. And it's just how it is. Communication is key. As long as you show your point of view to somebody and they show you their point of view, something, y'all can come to an understanding. Or if y'all don't come to an understanding, keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, obviously I'm pro-black, so there's that. But I totally get why white people would say that we're overly sensitive, because this list, some of the things that were on there, is like, why are you getting butthurt? But yeah, that's just about all I had to say for today. That's my point of view about all those topics, man. So thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And this is your boy AB, and we out this bitch. Deuce deuce.